just about 17 minutes after 6 here on the Market Update with MoneyWeb. We're talking salaries this evening with the chief economist at economists.co.za, Mike Schüssler. Do you think you are being underpaid, maybe overpaid? I'm not sure if any South Africans feel that way at the moment. We're taking your calls on this topic on 011-731-8502, 011-731-8502, or you can SMS 34701 or tweet at MoneyWeb Radio. Mike, good evening and welcome to the show.
Thank you, Hannah.
It's good to have you with us. Now, Mike has done some research this week revealing that South Africans may be earning a bit more than we thought, certainly at the lower level or at the median level. And we did, of course, earlier this week have the National Minimum Wage Symposium taking place in Johannesburg, where the idea of a minimum wage and the impact this might have on the country were discussed. And interesting, you know, just kind of what that impact would be. Sikem Gabadeli, my colleague, speaking to someone from the International Labour Organization on the show earlier this week, who said a minimum wage does help to lift people out of poverty and reduce inequality, two problems that we know we do face as a country. Mike, before we look at what people actually are being paid, because I think your research is very telling, do you agree in principle with the national minimum wage or think it would help in the South African situation?
Let's put it this way. I think it depends on the level of a minimum wage and what you determine is within that minimum wage. For example, I think domestic workers could be very vulnerable if we do put in a minimum wage that's too high. Certainly families will not be able to afford that person, and some of them may then either get short time, i.e. they'll work, say, 2 days a week instead of three or four, and others will just simply lose their jobs. And that's something that we in South Africa cannot afford with such a high unemployment. So in principle, I don't have a problem with a minimum wage. I think we need to be a bit more sophisticated on how we do it. And that is probably more to do with the sort of level that we set it at.
Mike, the annual labour force survey done by Stats SA finds that the median salary among formal sector workers is 4,800 rand. That is what has been published in the LFS. What does other research show that you have been looking into?
Well, if we look at the formal sector, that would be anybody that's registered. So if you're paying taxes, you're registered. And what we know is that 7.1 million people have paid income tax, and that indicates that those people are probably earning in excess of 6,000 rand a month, because remember, a taxable income would exclude something like pension, which is also part of your income, and maybe a tool allowance and the like. But income tax this year starts at about 6,300 a month, and in that sense, you know, a few years ago when we looked at when we got the data from the SARS people, tax statistics, it shows that there's over 7.1 million or more than half of, far above half the informal people in South Africa earn that. And while we know that SARS on Stats SA excludes from that definition workers in agriculture, it's very likely that the formal sector as such, already more than half of the people earn over 6,000 rand. It's quite clear that that is the case. And you look at the National Credit Regulator data, although we don't know which is formal and informal, it indicates that out of the 20-odd million people, well, not people, but times that there was an ask for credit, and we know people have about 3 to 4 credit applications each, not per year, but that gives us also an indication that that is above 8,000 rand. So I think we're probably looking at, and that includes in the informal sector, obviously, but the fact of the matter is, I think this medium wage we've been talking about is far, far higher than we think. And that is perhaps something that we need to look at.
Is that possibly why, you know, just mentioning some of those numbers, 6,000, 8,000 Rand, according to National Credit Regulator data, and here we have talk of bringing in, you know, a salary around 4,000 to 5,000 Rand. Is this possibly why big business is not throwing its toys out of the cot around a national minimum wage? It isn't really saying anything at all because it's paying people more than that already.
Yes, I think that is the fact. I think there are perhaps some businesses, like the lower end of the security business. Certainly, something like the taxi business might be a problem, but big business, generally speaking, I think are already paying above those levels. Certainly, government is. We know that from the bargaining councils data that we have from both the national and provincial government and local government bargaining councils. We know from bargaining councils and other sectoral agreements that many people in the formal sector, and we make this clear, in the formal sector that work for, say, firms with 50 plus people or maybe 150 plus people are certainly already above the 4,500 mark or very shortly will be.
Mike, is there any indication as to which sectors are paying significantly less or significantly more than a median, let's say around 5,000, 6,000 Rand? You did mention earlier workers in agriculture and certainly domestic workers perhaps falling far below a minimum wage, and then other sectors that may be paying a lot more.
Well, yes, we know, for example, that the civil engineering sector plays more. Most of the bargaining councils where you find people negotiating between unions and some, which are not seen as vulnerable, that would be even things like drivers in the transport sector, you know, state-owned enterprises, government, all those are paying above that sort of suggested minimum wage, whereas the retail, hospitality sectors, all those with sector determinations by the minister are probably still, generally speaking, got minimum wages that are below the 4,500 mark. But if I may say, Hannah, I think if you take a step back and you say, if you look at where they are, in many cases, those industries are already close to 4,000 Rand or just over, and therefore within a year or two will be at 4,500, 5,000 Rand and so on. And the majority of their workers are probably already far above the proposed minimums, maybe not far above, but above them. And then I would suggest that in many cases, we're already looking at the poorer industries vis-a-vis pay, such as I said, the taxi, the security industry, but even the security guard that has a few years of experience is probably already at the 4,000 Rand level quite easily. Mm. So we're looking at, I'd say, of the formal sector, probably in excess of 75% of people already receive over 4,500 Rand, if not much more than that.
After the break, we will pick up on this discussion on salaries. Welcome back to the Market Update with MoneyWeb, 26 minutes after 6. We're talking salaries this evening and chatting to Mike Schussler from economists.co.za just around some research on what South Africans are actually earning in different sectors. We're taking your calls on 011-731-8502 and your SMSs on 34701. We did get an SMS from a listener in Sunwood Park, Cindy, saying that in her view, in South Africa, qualifications do not equal high wages. And in some instances, a qualification is not even a necessity. I'm not sure if that's a political comment, Cindy, but thanks for that comment. I do think that Cindy raises an important point, Mike, because I think that it's very true that someone with people with the same qualification and similar experience who are working in different industries might be paid very different salaries depending on, I guess, scarcity of skills, the size of the company they're working for. And so there are often discrepancies in salaries, even with people who have the same qualifications.
Well, that's very true. And we also have regional differences. We have, for example, sectoral determinations that allow about an 8 or 10% difference between rural and metro areas in many cases in some industries. Mm-hmm. So if you in a coastal area, generally speaking, I would say people with degrees and that type of thing, because there's also a lifestyle thing involved, will probably be earning less. We also know that from the sort of tax data, generally speaking. And in the inland areas, the people are earning a bit more. There's a bit more government employees. There's a lot more people that you in the sort of utility field where they also get paid, telecommunications and banking. So you'll find that the percentage of people in a place like Johannesburg that are involved in those industries, such as banking, telecommunications, and so on, will get paid quite a bit more, will push up the average of that region. So yes, qualifications are not everything.
Yeah.
Regions are something, and the size of the firm is definitely, we also know that just through relativeness, that very often the smaller firm is paying less. We're not now talking about, say, a legal firm or something, but we're saying somebody that's in a security industry with 10 employees is very likely to pay a lot less than somebody in the security industry with 300, 400, 500 employees.
Absolutely. And I think for listeners who would like to check out where they are on the wage scale, there are platforms such as mywage.co.za and payscale.com that enable you to get data on what people working in the same industry as you with similar work experience, qualifications, etc., are earning at other organizations and where you stack up in comparison. We do have a caller on the line, anonymous from the Eastern Cape. Good evening. Quickly, what is your question for us?
I'm a very small employer, okay? And if I had to start paying those real minimum wages, then I have to cut my workforce by about 50% because I deal with the public directly in many cases. And what we're finding is that the public, my niche market and that, they just don't have the money. So I'd have to, and I've only got 10 people, reduce my staff by 5, and then I would be out of business. So, you know, it's very nice people up in Joburg, the computer people earning 10, 15. Your government employees are the highest paid people in this country. A normal person in the government employ, a minimum wage is upwards of 10,000 rand a month to be a clock. Just to say hello, good day, and have a look at this. It's really, really scary. The government are paying more than other people can afford to pay. Even street sweepers have been paid 4,500 rand.
There we go.
It's very difficult.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Anonymous, for your call in the Eastern Cape. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but I do think you make a very important point, and it is a point that Mike was making earlier, just on the fact that some companies cannot afford to pay their workers a national minimum wage, and we would see job losses as a result of that. So it is something to bear in mind to keep employment up. Intokozo from Melville making the point that if we grow entrepreneurship, perhaps we could end the minimum wage discussion completely, and that should perhaps be our focus. But we are out of time. Thank you for listening this evening. Thanks to Mike Schüssler on the line from economists.co.za. Sikiem Gabadeli back with you on Monday.